It's almost 9 minutes now to 8 o'clock. Finn is here again with business.
Thank you, Rachel. Activity in the Irish manufacturing sector contracted for the first time in 13 months in March, according to the latest manufacturing PMIs from NCB. The headline PMI reading stood at 48.6. Anything under 50 signals contraction. New orders were a key factor behind the decline, but new export orders also fell into negative territory during March, with the sharpest rate of contraction since August 2009. And that decline in the export sector is one of the alarm bells being sounded by the business group ISMI in its first quarterly look at the new year. However, it also points to a host of positive indicators. ISMI CEO Mark Fielding is here. Mark, let's look at the good news first. Where are those chinks of light?
Well, right across, we do 12 different indicators, and all of them, bar, I suppose, the exports, are looking positive. We see business confidence up, and most of them are actually at a five-year high. So, as I say, across the SME sector, we're looking good, but the export ones, and again, it's good to see that our figures have been confirmed by the PMIs, both expectation and current exports are actually down, and it was a sharp drop in the quarter that actually alarmed us.
What factors are at play there? What's causing that? Is it down to currency issues or wider issues?
It's a mixture of currency and, of course, the UK treble dip, I suppose. There's also been a reduction in exports into the US. So all of those, I think, have just come at the wrong time for the SME sector in the last 3 months.
While we see some positive sentiment appearing on the business front, consumer sentiment is still down. The last set of figures showed a fairly big drop. Isn't it the reality that we won't get back to any sort of growth until people get back out on the street shopping again?
Of course, and consumer confidence is being driven, I suppose, by economic uncertainty. And you can see that across even, it's the biggest problem for SMEs. It's their largest concern, is economic uncertainty. And we will have that until such time as we start to get jobs created. And there is no point in government talking about a jobs plan until such time as they address the costs, because, you know, saying that you'll give somebody $7,500 over the next 2 years to create a job while the costs are increasing on a regular basis. And one of the biggest costs we have are our energy prices. We're still, for the SME sector, we're still about the second highest in Europe. So, and again, all of these costs have the government fingerprints all over them. So we really need the government to start to act and to look on their side of things. Everything from energy to Croke Park 2, they have to bring down the costs, because if we don't bring down the costs, then we won't create the jobs.
Now, the issue of funding for SMEs, it's a perennial one, and I suppose it came up again in recent times with the banking reports out. We saw the central bank saying that the amount of funding being handed out was down 5%. The banks say they are reaching their targets. Are businesses just not asking for funding anymore?
Businesses have been asking, and in fact, in our survey back 3 weeks ago, we saw that the demand was still up at about 39%, which would be a little bit above average for this for a quarter. The facts of the matter are that, of course, refusals are still at an all-time high. While the banks would say that they're giving 8 out of 10 loans, we would see a figure of refusal in the region of 50-52%. The difficulty there, of course, is that, you know, we all measure, an SME will measure a refusal, but if they're told don't even come into the bank, that's a refusal, whereas the banks, of course, don't even count that.
But yet they're showing figures that they are reaching their targets. How can they?
Well, yes, they're showing their figures that they're reaching their targets, but the targets that they're reaching are for recapitalisation and refinancing, not new and additional funding. And that's really where we're looking for the increases. And that's where the government have given the targets. And the targets that were set initially were for new and additional funding, not for just recapitalisation. If you take away my overdraft of 50,000 and give me a term loan for 50,000, it's not new funding. But the banks will count that as new funding. So that's where the figures need. And that's where the central bank are looking at. They look at new and additional and see that there's a reduction. The banks look at it in totality and see that they're supposedly reaching their targets, but they're counting it from a different angle.
The NTMA announced they were making a foray into the area of SME funding. Will that have any impact?
On the small and medium, the very small and medium, it's not going to make much of it. It's at the very high level. But we also have a number, you know, in up over 100 businesses that we would regard as good businesses who are looking for new homes for their loans coming out of the IBRC. So the NTMA may be able to help in that area, all right. But for the, you know, the small ones, I think the microfinance scheme that was announced before Christmas is probably something that would be much more relevant for the smaller businesses.
Okay, Mark. Mark Fielding, CEO of Ismi, thank you for coming into us this morning. Two reports on the property market out today, as we've been reporting this morning. Good news, depending on where you come from and what aspect of the market you're in. The website myhome.ie says prices were down 9.8% nationally for the year to the end of March. Daft.ie records a 6.6% fall for the same period. It recorded an increase in prices in the capital, where MyHome recorded a fall, but it was less than half the national rate of decline. On the currencies this morning, the euro trading at just over $1.28.5 and just below 84.5 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you.